Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we are truly trying to inspire you to great spaces this morning. We've got John Eisenhower out in the studio. He'll be in the 8 o'clock hour, our certified tree arborist, and we'll be talking to everything trees at 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock is our open hour, where regardless what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we throw the lines open, invite you to call in from all across the state. Let us know what you're trying to get done, and we'll put our 45 years of building and remodeling experience to work for you and give you the tricks of the trade and a few tips and probably even some product and tool recommendations so you can get the job done right. 10 o'clock hour, we have today announcing the 2017 winner of the Great Plumbing Bowl contest that's been going on our website for the last couple months. So we'll have plumbers in. All of you that are regular listeners know plumbing is not one of my areas of expertise. So we'll have three plumbers in that are the finalists for the Great Plumbing Bowl. No one knows the winner. I have a sealed envelope right here that will be opening at 10 o'clock.
And they each have tips for homeowners, but they see in their day work. So that'd be really informal.
Well, the hour with always at the phone lines.
It does. And with three of them, I think it's...
Yeah, we've got three of them. So we're finishing the 7 o'clock hour here with two good friends, James Hahn from James Hahn Design, from right here in the Valley. James, again, thanks for joining us. And Nick Santakis, thank you for coming in. Are architects only for rich people?
Well, that's a great question there, Rosie. Do you want to take this from me? I think the reality is architects buy you project, and architect we add to the value of a home, and not only in a comfortable standpoint, but also from a financial standpoint.
And I work on the very high end and the very low end. People say, well, how can you afford to hire an architect when you're doing a project of $100,000, $150,000? That's when you really need an architect, somebody that's going to be creative and figure out how to spend your money effectively so it doesn't go to waste, and make sure that whatever you do to your home or add to your home is going to make sense and not have to be redone in the future because it was ill thought out. Right now, there's a lot of that going on, and we as architects have to convince people that really, just because you have a small budget doesn't mean you cannot afford hiring an architect. All you have to do is meet with one and see what their take is on your project, and you'd be surprised what results you will get. Many people think that they have to figure out the solution and then get somebody to draw it up. Well, the solutions are not that obvious. And sometimes you're just going to be wasting your money. So consult with an architect first. And at the same time, don't be afraid to talk with one or think that any money that you'll be paying in fees is a waste because it can go into your project. You'd be throwing money out without realizing that it's not going to the right place.
It's an investment.
Your quote, James?
Oh, my quote, yeah. It's if you think hiring a professional is expensive, wait till you hire an amateur. And I think that's very true. And I think a lot of times our best clients are ones that have actually been down this path before. They've tried working on building and designing a home. And the first time they think it's really not that complex and it's not that difficult, so let's just do it. And they find out just how complicated it really is. And then by the time they get to the second time, they're starting to think, maybe I should get some help with this. And by the time they get to the third, that's when they realize just, you know, how complex, how complicated the process really is and what the value and how rewarding it can be when it works to their benefit.
And y'all's group, the ARA, this magazine, if folks listening this morning would like to get inspired as to what's possible, is any of that available on a website, digitized anywhere?
Actually, yes, ArizonaResidentialArchitects.com. All of the issues are on display on our website. And if someone wants to basically get this at home, it's free, they can contact us and we can put them add them to the mailing list.
And how would you like them to contact you?
Email is fine. So ArizonaResidentialArchitects.com. They can email me at info@ArizonaResidentialArchitects.com, and we'll be able to add them, and they'll be receiving it every 6 months.
Fantastic. Well, again, thanks a bunch, guys, for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rosie.
All right, so we've got a great show lined up this morning. It's going to be John Eisenhower, like I said, coming in at 8 o'clock with Romy running the outdoor segment, where anything having to do with your trees. or shrubs, the trimming, the fertilizing, the shaping of them, give us a ring. John comes in once a month just to talk to you about trees. That we call that the hour we can't be stumped.
And he has a new tree. You know how he likes to bring in his favorite tree
yes.
when he comes in? I can't even pronounce it, so I'm anxious to see what that looks like.
Oh, the unpronounceable tree.
Yeah.
All right, with John Eisenhower. 9 o'clock, let's hear from all of you about whatever it is you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether it's a maintenance project. There's a lot of deferred maintenance that we're seeing out there right now coming through this great recession where people just were barely able to hang on in a lot of instances. We've got some deferred maintenance. Let's just visit on what it is that maybe needs the most strategic attention first and how that might be able to get accomplished. We've got a lot of people that were extremely brilliant and bought houses in 2010 and 2011. Some of those homes have tripled in value. They've got tons of equity, and they're reinvesting that equity in remodeling and design. Bringing home mom and dad still continues to be the number one remodeling request we get at Rosie on the House Remodeling. But a close second right now is kitchens and baths. They've bought the house 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. They've got the equity now. The kitchen's extremely dated. The master bath's extremely dated. And they're going to flip that equity into an investment to improve their quality of life at the home. So we're seeing a lot of activity. 10 o'clock, again, we've got the announcement for the winner of the Great Plumbing Bowl. That's the contest we've been running at RosieOnTheHouse.com for the last couple months. And it'll be your chance to dial in and ask any question about plumbing. It's an hour with a plumber at 10 o'clock. Y'all stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss any of this.